कुण्डलवकुण्डनपतिं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are discussing the thousand names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. Today we will discuss the five names starting from the 241st Nama till the 245th Nama. So again, it is good to again and again reiterate or again and again try to remember our focus, bring our focus back onto the Dvitiya Satyam or Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. So this is one of the ways or in which like a person can become focused on the truth. Becoming focused on the truth is as simple as it might seem. It is really tough. It is very tough indeed, because there are so many delusions, there are so many things in the world which can attract us and take us away from the goal, away from the truth. And add to it that the truth is manovacham aghochara, it is beyond mind and thoughts, which makes it a bit more tough. So it is essential, it is required that we bring our focus back again and again to the truth. And that can happen only by again and again reiterating the same thing, again and again trying to bring in Advitiya Satyam in our talks, in our speech, in our thoughts. Wherever we are, whatever we are doing, we should try to bring in the thought of Advitiya Satyam. And that starts by involving or including Brahman, or Brahman taking the main position, main place in any discussion, whether it is a discussion about Lalita Sahasranama or any worldly topic. Still, it is essential for us to do that. So, avrattir asakrat upadesha, that avrattihi, repetition, asakrat, again and again, upadesha, because that's how instructions happen. Shvetaketu, in Chandogya Upanishad, Shvetaketu had to hear from his father, Uddhalaka, 9 times, Tattumasi, if I am right, I don't remember the count now, 9 times if I am right. He had to hear Tattvamasi, you are that. So repetition is essential. That is the way also our mind and intellect works. Even when we were in school or college, when we are trying to learn or understand things, we try to say it 2-3 times. We try to go through it again and again in our mind, and that fixes our attention completely onto that object, onto that entity. So it is essential for us to again and again reiterate the same thing. So truth or whatever we have to learn in Lalita Sahasranama is not different from what is the subject matter, Vishayam of Vedanta. So the Vishayam of Vedanta is just one entity, which is termed as Brahman. So Brahman, Paramatma, Ishvara, all those are synonyms. So what is the nature of Brahman? Brahman is Sachidanandam, Sachidananda Swarupam. And Brahman is that Janma Adyasya Yataha, that in which the world, the entire world, the duality is seen. From where the duality has come, in which the duality is seen, and onto which duality merges. Even as the dream world that a dreamer sees comes out of the dreamer, it is in the dreamer, and it merges onto the dreamer. Similarly, this world, this duality that we say, that we see in the world, that is the world, that comes out of Brahman, that stays in Brahman, and that merges onto Brahman. That means it is only an illusion in Brahman. It is that Brahman who is praised in Lalita Sahasranama as Devi or Maha Tripura Sundari. So that alone exists. So all this that we see, the entire world that we see, is just an illusion. So the Shastras give the explanation of gold ornaments to justify or to make us understand this a little more clearly. So So everything is an illusion, but what is that illusion? The illusion is just name and form. So there are different gold ornaments kept in front of us. There are ornaments, like few. There is a gold chain, there is a gold necklace, there is a gold bracelet, there is a gold ring. All the ornaments are there. Each and every ornament is nothing but gold alone. Do we may think the ornaments are different from one another, yet they are only gold. Oh, I do see them as different. Then we should also try to see from the perspective of the goldsmith. The goldsmith sees them as one. He doesn't see the various Namarupa, he just sees them as gold. And we also acknowledge it in a way. When the design of the gold ornament becomes old, becomes out of fashion, we take the same gold ornament to the goldsmith and tell him to make something else, make a new design out of it, and he gives us back. We don't argue with the goldsmith that, oh, this is not what I gave you initially. So we also acknowledge it, but unknowingly we acknowledge. And when we unknowingly acknowledge, whether we it doesn't matter whether we acknowledge or not, we have to knowingly acknowledge. That is what is more important. So whenever we see, this is also termed as Kanaka Eka Mahabuddhi. Kanaka Eka Mahabuddhi, that intellect which is Kanaka Eka, Kanakam alone is there. Similarly, our perspective should be Brahma Eka Mahabuddhi or Devi Eka Mahabuddhi, that everything is Devi alone, everything is Namarupam in Devi. And that buddhi we get by worshipping Devi, by seeking Devi, after knowing that this Devi is all-pervasive. So Devi is all-pervasive, I'm going to seek her. Why should I seek her? Because I don't realize now, I'm not able to get bliss out of this knowledge. Something is lacking. So I'm not able to always contemplate on Devi, I'm not always able to abide in that Advitiya Satyam. Therefore, I have to do, and I also face a lot of obstacles. I face sorrow. I think I am suffering. All those are there. Therefore, I have to do sadhana. I have to remember. Therefore, I am going to seek Devi. And what will we get out of Devi? Devi is Mahabuddhyai Namaha. Mahabuddhi. What Mahabuddhi? Brahma Eka Mahabuddhi. Devi is that entity which is the substratum of the world. So Devi is unaffected. Devi is always one alone. If we worship Devi, we'll also get that knowledge. Devi will impart Brahma Eka Mahabuddhi, which means we will become one with Devi. When we become one with Devi, Devi the alone exists. From the perspective of Devi, it is the perspective of the goldsmith. It is the perspective of truth. It's the real perspective, the perspective of the dreamer when he has come out of the dream, when he is awake and he recollects the dream. So that is the true perspective. In that true perspective, though Dvaitam might exist or might appear to exist, it will have no effect whatsoever on us. Which means if it doesn't have any effect on us, that means we will be able to lead a life full of contentment, santosham. Our life will become fulfilled, janma safalyam. And above all, what really matters is whether we are happy. So we will be happy irrespective of where we are, irrespective of what we are doing, where we are doing, when we are doing. Nothing will affect us, nothing will be able to touch us. So externally, such a person will do everything like as if he is attached to the world, as if he is a great worker, but internally he remains like the Meru Parvatam. So Bahiswachanta Meru Mivaspitam Bahiswachanda Shalinaha. I don't remember the shloka. Shankara says in Viveka Chudamani, so externally doing actions like any other person, internally steady like the Meru Parvatam. Steady means that steadiness in which we are abiding. We are steady in the truth. We are steady in Anandam, which means we will ever be blissful. That bliss will not be tainted. We will never come out of that bliss. That is the goal of Lalita Sahasranama. If And we have to reiterate it again and again and again and again, because we have so many obstacles, we have so many passions, we have so many attachments. There is so many leak in our mind that the mind tries to get out from the self, from the indwelling self, and tries to perceive only external world. Or we can say that the mind is not so powerful that it can pierce through the nama rupam of the world. The mind is not that powerful, therefore it cannot pierce through, it is not able to pierce through nama rupam. It only sees nama rupam, it doesn't see the adhishtanam of Devi. So we have to reiterate again and again and again and again. And if we continuously do this reiteration, slowly our mind will get focused, and our effort or the desire from our side, along with this reiteration, we also need desire, we also need the strong determination that I want this. If that determination is lacking, we can repeat this n number of times, but still nothing will happen. There are people with Paramarthananda who have listened to Paramartha's discourses for 7 years, 8 years, but when it comes to their own children taking sannyasa, oh no, 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 you, this is not what you are supposed to do. What about Vedanta? Oh, Vedanta is just in the class, that is a time pass. It will become like that. Such time pass Vedanta will not give us anandam. We will be able to get anandam when we are listening to Paramartha, and after that when we come home, again the same world, again the same things. We shouldn't be like that. Our life shouldn't become like that. Our life should be such that wherever we should be able to remember the truth, and that can happen when or only when there is strong determination within us that I want this, I want moksha, I want Devi, whatever happens, it doesn't matter, I want Devi. That determination, along with again and again reiterating, again and again trying to focus the mind onto Devi, Advitiya Satyam, will take us closer to the goal. Yato yato nischarati manas chanchalam astiram tadas tato niyam yetat atmanyeva vasham nayet. Krishna says in the 6th chapter of Gita that whenever the mind yato yato nischarati manaha, the mind goes, wanders from the self, tatas tato niyam yetat, at that time we have to control it and atmanyeva vasham nayet, we have to bring it back to the Atman. And that becomes easy. Bringing back to the Atman becomes very easy if we keep on reiterating, if we keep on Devi in all our thoughts, in all our actions, in all our deeds. So that is what we have to do. And the easiest way to do that is trying to learn the namas of Lalita Sahasra Nama. So when we understand these namas and try to understand the meaning of these namas and relate it to Vedanta, then whenever we are chanting Lalita Sahasra Nama, we will be able to remember Devi. And that means like daily, at least for 1 hour, we will remember Devi. And as day passes by, the addiction of remembering Devi will become so much that we'll not be able to stay away from Devi. We will have to remember Devi always, and that is the state of Jivan Mukti. So remembering that, let us continue. Let us learn the next namas. So the next few namas speak about Devi. Next three namas speak about, not two. In fact, third nama also can be interpreted in that way. So three namas speak about Devi as very attractive. So the next nama is Om Charu Rupaye Namaha. So Charu means very attractive, very beautiful and attractive. So Rupam, Devi's form, Devi's Rupam is very attractive. And Charu Hasa, Om Charu Hasaye Namaha. Not only Devi's Rupam is beautiful and attractive, but Devi's smile is also beautiful and attractive. And not just that, Om Charu Chandra Kaladaraye Namaha. Devi also has a Chandra Kala above her head, like just above her face or head, she has a Chandra Kala, which is also very beautiful. So what do these really denote? Devi has the most beautiful form, most attractive form in the entire world. Why? Because it is that form which we are seeking, not knowing that it is Devi's form, we are seeking it. It is that smile that we are seeking. It is that the Chandra Kala above our head. Like, what is Chandra Kala? Chandra or moon can denote the mind. In Chandra Kala, Chandra is above our head. That means the mind is above us. The mind is above the ego. The mind is controlled by the intellect. So the mind doesn't wander onto worldly objects because the mind is controlled by the intellect. The intellect which asserts again and again that there is only Devi here. Everything, the duality that we see is only an illusion in Devi. So that intellect will be controlling the mind. And therefore it is very beautiful. It is very attractive because once we control the mind, then we will find everything as blissful, because once we control the mind, our mind doesn't wander into the dual world. The mind sees only oneness everywhere. When the mind sees only oneness everywhere, how can it get raga dvesham? It cannot tatra ko moha kaha shokaha ekatvam anupashyatah. When ekatvam, when a person sees oneness everywhere, tatra ko moha, ko moha, where is delusion there? Delusion causes kaha shokaha, delusion causes shokam or sorrow. Where is delusion? Where is sorrow in that state? Because everything is seen as one. And why is Devi's form beautiful? Devi's form is beautiful because that is what is being sought in the entire world. So something becomes beautiful when people really seek it. So Angelina Jolie is considered very beautiful, the most beautiful woman in the world, or woman in the world. So we can consider, I don't know, maybe off late there is somebody else, but generally if we consider that way, why is she attractive? Why is she the most beautiful woman in the world? Because everybody seeks her, because people think that out of that beauty they can get happiness. And Devi is being sought by both these reasons are there in Devi, because Devi is really being sought by the entire world. The entire world is seeking Devi because the entire world is seeking Anandam, is seeking bliss. It is seeking bliss that we do all spiritual activities as well as worldly activities, we fall down. We get deluded into the world, that also because of Anandam, seeking Anandam. So it is seeking Anandam, or it is Anandam that is being sought by the entire world. So that means Anandam is Devi's very nature. If Anandam is Devi's very nature, then Devi has to be the most attractive. Devi has to have a beautiful form. And Devi also has a beautiful form because not only that everybody is seeking Devi, but Devi is the happiness or bliss. Devi gives bliss to those who seek her. Those who really seek her, knowingly seek Devi, Devi get bliss. So that also is the reason why Devi has a beautiful form. And Devi also has a beautiful smile. Why does Devi have a beautiful smile? So if we look through, or if we try to analyze the smile of various Jivan Muktas, various Jnanis, we'll see that each of them has a very beautiful smile. They have a beautiful smile. Their smile will be able to remove or get rid of sorrows of many people just by mere darshanam. Darshanam ambike mohanam. It is very attractive because the very smile, that the very smile of a Mahatma is enough for sadhakas to get temporary happiness, because that smile is not the smile of the ego. That smile is the smile of abiding in the truth. That is the smile of Brahman. A person can smile only when he is really blissful. And Devi has the beautiful smile because Devi is always abiding in the truth. Devi is ever blissful. Devi's very nature is blissful. So try to abide in Devi, the more and more we abide in Devi, we will realize, we will find out that we become very smiling. Only that person who is happy, who is without any bondage, without any sorrow, without any worries, only such a person can smile. So if we are able to abide in Devi at all times, then we will also get a beautiful smile, and beautiful smile in turn, like it does, oh, I have a very beautiful smile, that's what I can attract people. So this beautiful smile is not for attracting people, or not because of attracting or to attract people, because this beautiful smile is because of the person realizing everything is one entity. So when we see everything as one, how can we seek? How can we want to attract people because of our smile? So the minute we try to attract people because of our smile loses its charm. So the only way to get such a smile, such smiling, is by always residing or abiding in Brahman. So Devi abides in Brahman. So if we worship Devi, we will get like Charu Rupa. Our Rupam will become very beautiful. Very beautiful because it is always blissful. Our smile will be very beautiful as well, because of the same reason that it is blissful. So bliss will pervade our being. Our very existence will become bliss wherever we are. Whatever we do, we will always be blissful. We will always be able to send or give bliss to others as well. So that is what is the goal of life itself. That is the goal of life, and we will get that out of worshipping Devi. Not merely worshipping Devi, but seeking Devi or worshipping Devi, knowing that Devi is the one who is present in the entire world. Remembering or knowing that Devi alone is present here, that will give us anandam. That will make our life, that will make us pervade our life with bliss, make our life blissful in short. So the next nama is Om Charachara Jagannathaya Namaha. So though Devi is very beautiful and attractive, yet she controls everything in the world. If Devi abides in the truth that everything is she alone, that means she can control all the namarupam. The goldsmith who knows that all gold ornaments are gold alone, he alone will be able to control the gold ornaments. That is the reason why he is able to make a gold ring, a gold chain. He is able to do that because he sees oneness everywhere. We cannot make like a gold ring, a gold necklace, because we see only the nama rupam. The day we try to see both the ornaments as just nama rupam, we'll also be able to pierce through them, and thereby we will find out ways to convert one form into another. We'll be able to control the name and form, control nama rupam. So chara achara jagannatha jagat, or the world, chara acharam, consisting of moving and immoving objects, Nata, one who controls the entire world. So Devi controls the entire world because Devi knows that there is nothing here, there is only one entity. Devi controls the world because Devi is always abiding in the truth. So if we want control of the world, even at least seeking control of the world, we should seek Devi. If we seek Devi having the desire that I want to control the world, we will definitely be able to control the world, but more than that, we will also get the added advantage of not really wanting to control. We will be able to control, but we will not want to control. So that is where Vedanta says, okay, if you want to control the world, at least seek Devi, remembering that everything is one entity. Then you will be able to control the world. Don't ask now, don't ask the question, will I be able to control? Do this, implement this, remember that everything is Devi. Because Devi is Charachara Jagannatha, therefore when you attain that Devi who pervades the entire world, you will also be able to control the world. And after doing this, come and ask. After doing this, we cannot go and ask. Nobody can ask, because at that time there is only oneness everywhere. So what do I want to control? I don't want to control anything. I wanted to control the world. Why? Because controlling gives me a sense of happiness. It gives me bliss. So that is not required in this case. Therefore, it is fine. I don't want controlling. I don't want controlling because what I wanted to get out of controlling, which is anandam, I already have now. So I don't want control. That will be the state. So the last nama of the day is Om Chakra Raja Niketanaya Namaha. So Chakraraja Niketana. So Niketanam means home. So Chakram, so Sri Chakram, Chakraraja, Chakraraja. Chakram means normal, we can say chakras. Sri Chakram is considered Chakrarajan, the king of all chakras. So that chakra, the divine yantram, Devi, resides in that divine yantram. And it is chakram, like we can consider chakram, chakram as the world itself is a chakra. So the world is a chakram in which, like, we are continuously running in the chakram. We are going here and there in that chakram, the chakram of birth and death, the chakram of desire, the chakram of action. And the greatest, like the biggest chakra, is that chakra in which, like, we are able to be in the chakra, but we are able to be in it at the center of the chakra. So chakra is, be in the chakra, we don't have an option whether we are in the chakra or not, because we are already in the chakra now. But what can we do? We can be the center of the chakra. The center of the chakra never rotates, it never is affected by the ruling, it's not affected by the running around our revolution, because it is always stable. So that stable state is where Devi resides. So when we worship Devi as residing in the chakra rajam, in the greatest chakram, Sri Chakram, then we will also be able to be the bindu, the center of the Sri Chakram, the center of the revolution of the world. The world might exist, still it is not a problem, because we are the center, we are unaffected, we are unattached, we are blissful even while in the world. So that is what Shankara says, Yogarato va, Bhogarato va, Sangarato va, Sangavihinaha, Yasya Brahmani Ramate Chittam Nandati Nandati Nandatyeva. Whether it is Yogam or Bhogam or Sangam or Asangam, such a person will ever be blissful. So as Janaka says in Yoga Vasishta, that I don't have anything to attain, newly attain, but I'll not renounce what I have now as well. So kim upadeyam astiha yat nat samsadayami kim yatah stirasya shuddhasya chitaha kame asti kalpana kim upadeyam astiha iha here, like, kim upadeyam, what do I have to achieve? Yatnat samsadayami kim, and with effort what do I have to achieve? I don't have anything. Yatah stirasya shuddhasya chitaha, since I am chitaha, that consciousness which is stiram, without any modification, without any change, which means eternal, shuddham, very pure, kame asti kalpana, why should I enter into kalpana? Why should I enter into imagination? Why should I enter into thoughts? So even though it is that way, like, but still, I am not going to renounce what na abhivanchami asampraptam, asampraptam na abhivanchami asampraptam, whatever I don't have, na abhivanchami, I won't try to seek them, na sampraptam tyajamyaham, I will not renounce whatever I have achieved or attained as well. Swachha atmani tishtami, I will abide in the pure Atman. Yan mamastu tadastu me, whatever may happen, I will abide in the Self. We will become like that. We will be unaffected, unattached. We will be in the world like the lotus leaf is there in the pond. It's amidst water, but still it is not tainted by water. So we will become like that. Brahmanyadaya karmani sangam tyaktva karotiyah lipyate nasapapena padmapatram ivambasa. When we offer everything onto that entity, that Brahman, that Devi who pervades the entire world, when our mind, mayyeva mana adatsva mayi buddhim niveshaya, when we focus our mind and intellect onto that, then lipyate nasapapena, such a person is not affected by papam, because Patma Patram Ivambasa, like the lotus leaf which is not tainted. And why is that? Because Brahma Vid Brahma Iva Bhavati Tarati Shokam Tarati Papmanam Guha Grindibhyo Vimto Amrato Bhavati. Because such a person, one who realizes, one who is always focused on Brahman, he becomes Brahman. Therefore he crosses over Shokam Tarati Papmanam, he crosses over sins, all papam, guha-grantibhyo vimukto. So guha-grantibhyo, grantis, the three grantis, knots of the heart, he removes them, and amruto bhavati, he becomes immortal or eternal. So that is the goal, that our life will become blessed, our life will become blissed. Whether it is blessed or blissed, both are the same meaning. Janma safalyam, we'll be able to live in the world, amidst the world, always blissful, always content. And may Amma bless us that such a day will arrive soon. Namaskar.